Will you join me in the party pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the party of the United Party of Parties, and to the party for which it stands, one party, under party, party, with party and party for all.
Rich, what's up?
Zach, what's up, dude?
It's an exciting day today for all fans of Andrew WK.
That's right. Andrew WK leaked his new single, Music is Worth Living For, and I'm excited to talk about it. Are you excited?
Very excited. This song, you've probably heard before, maybe. I mean, he played it in his latest tour, concerts, going on, or is he still on tour?
He's done.
Yeah, so this was like the opening song of his tour, and so I heard it live when he was here in Portland. I also listened to it again via people's like cell phone uploads on YouTube, and and I thought it was, I was like, this is cool. But to be honest, like listening to it as a track makes it sounds a lot better than it did live. I don't know if it's just because like you've got to know a song to really enjoy it live. Or it's just like, I think all of the different vocals and stuff that this song has, like the layers, don't come across as strong when it's live. But man, I listened to this song. I was sitting at my desk at work. And I listened to it over and over and over again and was just getting so pumped.
I love that. So it's kind of weird because, yeah, same thing. I listened to it live when I went to his concert, and then he did a concert in Mexico, and it was like a professional videography, like they had different camera angles.
Oh yeah.
And they also recorded it off of the soundboard, so it wasn't like, you know, the camera microphone, so it sounded really good. But again, it was still like the live version, and I listened to that a number of times, and that's how I was able to, like, I transcribed all the lyrics and stuff, so I could that's how I got the lyrics. So, but it was, it's definitely even different from that version. And I'm with you. I like the studio version quite a bit, 'cause there's a lot going on in the song.
Yeah.
I really like it.
And like the lyrics in this song are like this kind of, like it's very inspirational, but at the same time, it has this connotation with like, don't commit suicide kind of thing. like this line, like, the only way I survive, music makes me want to stay alive.
Right, right.
Like, that's kind of heavy, but also it's kind of like uplifting in a way.
Yeah, totally. It's like this weird contrast. And in his description of the album that he put out like a couple of months, like a month ago, he says that in the description of the album, he says it's like, I'm trying to remember the wording, but there's going to be contrast, and that's exactly what this song does too, like you said. So that's cool that you picked up on that. And
yeah, so like the song has like all of the things you want in an NWK song. It has like the fun, it has the keys, right? The keyboard, like,
it's got the keys
just at the right time. It's got the like multiple guitars, like lots of different vocals. And then the one thing this has that I don't know if I've heard in an NWK song before is like the really high falsetto, like rock and roll vocals.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. That's a new thing. And I think I like it.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds a little bit like Headbanger.
Like Van Halen.
Yeah, metal, heavy metal, but like lightweight heavy metal rock of like your local radio station.
yeah. But it's, yeah, at the same time, it's like totally great.
Yeah, so it has like this kind of nostalgic feel to it a little bit, which just is like, I like it. I'm like, yeah, like it just sounds like it's pretty cool.
Is it him singing it, or is there a female vocalist in there, you think?
Well, so I don't know, because like when I watch it live, on YouTube, it's the girl, I don't know her name, who was singing. She did that part in the live.
Right. Yeah. So it's either her, I think her name's Amanda, or Sherry, Andrew's wife.
Oh yeah.
I would have to assume that's, well, or him. Cause he gets pretty high even in the live versions.
Right.
Music. I don't know. he reaches for it, you know?
Right. Yep.
And even in that song, even in She Is Beautiful, na 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 na, you know, he's like the, uh-huh. He really goes for that high note there. So he has history with high notes, which is really funny and awesome.
Yeah. I think like you just see him, I just can imagine him in my mind, like holding the microphone and just like eyes clenched, mouth wide open, doing the like really high and just nailing it.
Oh man, that's funny.
But man, if this is a taste of what the whole album has, can't be more excited.
Right. It's like the one thing about it is, I mean, I love it. Don't get me wrong, but man, I heard it live, and I've been listening to that soundboard version for a while, and then I'm now hearing the studio version. So it's like I've had these different ways to consume the song, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I kind of wish that we sidestepped this song and it was like a completely different song, because then we could start to get we could start nailing down what this album is going to be.
Right.
Meaning it's like a triangulation, you know, mm-hmm. to get a good grasp on things, to narrow it, to get the fixed position of what this is. But as of right now, things could swing any way. We, you know, the next song could be totally different and weird and out there.
Right. Or, yeah, I mean, yeah, we have this sample size of one song to judge what the whole album will sound like. And if like you use just this one song, it's like this is just going to be tons of power ballads.
Right. Exactly. But, or it's weird out of context. We don't know.
Right.
Against the whole album, so
I'm kind of. I mean, I kind of feel like I'm just going out on a limb here that this is one of multiple power ballads, but then there's also going to be the tried and true "I Get Wet" kind of really fast, upbeat songs too. I can't imagine that there won't be at least a handful of those typical, like, you know, super fast songs.
Yeah, I don't know. Reading the track names, again, that's so hard to judge. Ever Again, maybe, like, they all seem pretty like grandiose, right. You know, like,
yeah,
heavy almost. But maybe like the power of partying, power of partying,
yeah,
like something like the dance. So in I Get Wet, there's this dance beat called Four on the Floor, and dooch dooch dooch, and if you listen to like Fun Night, you'll notice like this Four on the Floor drum beat. Uh-huh. And I think a lot of I Get Wet, the reason why it sounds the way it does in that faster pace is because of that, whereas like on The Wolf, that's still there, but it's I don't know, I could see this going more in the direction of The Wolf.
Yeah.
But I would also love, you know, some more like dance beat, you know.
Sure. Well, <it's, laughs> I mean, this is just lots of hypothesizing, you know. We just don't know.
You just don't know.
Don't know.
It's it's interesting. So this is like the lead single he's coming up with to like promote the new album.
Right.
And I thought about like, I love this song. Like musically it's what I would hope for. But as far as like career wise, like the, you know, if this was the song to put him back on the map again, I'm not so sure this is going to do it, because I think most of Andrew WK's fan base, is going to be wanting Party Hard Part 2.
Right.
You know, and this is definitely not Party Hard Part 2.
Yeah. Yep.
And so it's, I think maybe they realized that, and so they might as well, he might as well just be making the music that he wants to make, because there's no, if you did Party Hard Part 2, like, is there even, like, what's the point of that? If it doesn't put him, like, in mainstream spotlight anyway, like, why not just keep it, subculture, you know, kind of underground music? Right. I guess what I'm saying is, like, he's not going to be popping up on radio stations across America with a song. You know, you have, like, Chance the Rapper, and, like, rap music is kind of the thing right now.
Totally.
And I don't know if there's room for rock and roll albums out there to, like, overtake America again. At least not in this climate, if that makes sense.
No, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I mean, to think about, like, he chose this song as the one to introduce everyone to the latest album. And so it's like, he obviously had to think through all of the songs, which one did he want to do? And it makes you wonder, okay, I wonder if the next song that we hear, because I would assume there's going to be another teaser. The next song is going to come out before the album all the way comes out, right? I would assume.
And, yeah, I don't know. And, I hope so.
And that next song will definitely be like the thing that triangulates us into knowing where it's going to go.
Yeah. And who knows? I mean, there are songs that have Party in them. The Power of Partying, The Party Never Dies, that one is the name of the tour. That I'm excited to hear that one, The Party Never Dies.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the only, let's see, is that it? Power of Partying. Party Mindset. Okay, so there's three.
Yeah.
Power of Partying, Party Mindset, and The Party Never Dies. Let's talk about this song some more.
Well, all those listening from home, where can they find this song?
Oh, right. SoundCloud. So it's on this really interesting account called ADWK Final Masters. I'm pretty sure this is a private. Okay, yeah, this says this track is private. So you can only get to it if, well, shoot, we can probably link to it when we post this.
Yeah.
But normally you get it through Andrew WK's Facebook message.
Yeah, but this is, I mean, as of today, you couldn't look it up on Spotify. Right, right.
Yeah. So the single's supposed to come out tomorrow, and I'm kind of speculating. I think I don't know if it's going to come out. I don't know.
Is there going to be a music video with it, you think?
There's got to be a music video. I think there's going to be a music video tomorrow.
Yeah.
He hasn't announced that, though. He's just said the single's coming out. But he's got to do it with the music video. So I think the music video will come out tomorrow, and then this single was supposed to, you know, come out with it. And but instead, Andrew WK leaked it through his, if you follow him on Facebook, you should have gotten a message on Facebook Messenger that took you to this SoundCloud track. And what's interesting to me is this was posted four months ago, August 25th, 2017.
Made it public.
Yeah. And so I bet you there's, you know, this account, AWK Final Masters, the whole album's probably up here. You know, we just don't have access to it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You're not alone. Ref 502. Music's worth like 44 kilobyte, 16 bit. I don't know.
What did you think about like the theme of the lyrics of the song?
Music is worth living for. Yeah, it's really cool. It sounds like
it's pretty personal to him.
Yeah, I think so. There's this one other song that is kind of, this reminds me of another song that it was a Japan song that he released with this other musician. And the lyrics in this song kind of remind me of that, but the song's called Feng. And it's, again, it's kind of like grandiose, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But wait, what did you say? You said that,
like, what do you think of this theme of the lyrics?
Music's worth living for. Yeah, it is personal. There's another song also called I Sold My Soul. And that was released in Japan as well. It's like, I sold my soul. Da, 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 da. So he's talking about like, I'm kind of filling in blanks here, but he sold his soul for rock and roll is the lyric. Uh-huh. I sold my soul for rock and roll. So I think that's kind of his, a way of addressing like his whole legal stuff, right? Like when he got into, when he signed with Island Records.
Oh, and see, that's a different way to like to interpret these lyrics, right? Because I was kind of thinking of this whole thing of someone who's like standing on the edge of a bridge, and you know, it's like, no, you have everything to live for. He's like, what do I have to live for? Music. But well, maybe it's more like this. You know, there's some other layer to this in terms of Andrew WK saying that. Like he sold his soul, like his life that he's created for himself, he's not getting out of it now, and this is like this is his life now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the two different songs address both of those things, but the song "I Sold My Soul," I think is pretty. I mean, to me, that's what it's saying. I could be totally wrong. I don't actually know anything, but. That's how I read it. But this song is definitely like, yeah, I think you're right. It's the reason I bring that other song up is because they're both seem very like personal stories almost. I Sold My Soul is like this background. And then this song is also like, almost like a flip off, you know, to things, you know, I guess we proved you wrong. I guess we showed them all. Yeah, they both seem like they've got background stories to them.
Yep.
I'm trying to find this song, the lyrics to these.
Rich.
Twinkling stars makes the moons glow. Gentle seas make the winds blow. Hidden forces are inside your dreams. Every day and night for all eternity.
That was really, boy, that was that Andrew or was that Richard? It's hard to tell.
So I don't know, those lyrics are kind of like, whoa, he's talking about some like global
right,
the cosmos.
Yep.
Anyway,
so yeah, exciting new song, new single tomorrow. Hopefully there's a music video that goes along with it. And hopefully there's more of these quote unquote leaks that Andrew provides before the album releases on March 2nd.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I say one more thing about it?
Yeah.
So I think it was yesterday, because he said that he was going to be, he's like, I'm going to release this on Friday and it's going to be on Spotify, blah, blah, blah. So we just did a search. And it was there on Spotify, like this preview track. And it was 30-second clip, and I had my earbuds in at work, and I listened to it, and I was like, cool, I'm getting excited about this. But it was like on Spotify, and I was on my earbuds, and it just, Spotify, if you don't have the premium version, they like compress the songs a lot. Mm. Like I can't even listen to it. Because I only listened to, I have all of Andrew WK stuff ripped in like high quality.
Yeah.
And I cannot listen to any of his music on Spotify because it sounds like super hissy. Like yeah. All of I Get Wet. It just sounds so bad to me. So, and that's probably only because I'm used to listening to it in like super high quality. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have, I might not have even noticed because I'm not like an audiophile, like super like audio snob,
right?
But this track that I was listening to yesterday, it was like it just sounded like almost a little bit muddy, like I couldn't hear, like the vocals sounded like it buried a little bit. But today again, this the song was leaked and I had my earbuds in at work, I listened to it and I was like, oh yeah, this is cool. This is cool. But then it happened. I got my nice headphones on when I got home and I listened to it on SoundCloud, which isn't, I'm pretty sure they don't compress stuff. It's just, I mean, they do, but obviously, but it's lot less compressed. And it sounds amazing. Like it was like night and day. I was like, yes, this is it. This is what I've been waiting for. Yeah. This is amazing. And I just like, from the inside of my core, it was just like, I felt myself grow. It was just like my insides were like pushing out.
Oh man.
It was just like, I felt myself expanding. Like there's just like expansion in my chest.
Uh-huh.
And, it just made me realize that, music's worth living for.
Yes. Yes. You see, I have really crappy earbuds that I had on at work too. And now I'm going to put on my nice headphone, full ear covering headphones that I have. And I'm going to listen to there. And the other place I'm going to listen to is driving in my car the next time I'm driving. Because driving while listening to music is like, it's its own experience as well.
100%. I agree with that 100%.
And, but yeah, when I was at work today, like I said, even with the lame earbuds in, I was about to like pick up my swivel chair and throw it through the window.
I was like cramming, you know, like, the further you cram those earbuds into your ears, like you can hear the bass a little bit better.
Yeah.
I was just smashing those things into my head. I was like, I just want it to get inside my soul, and it wasn't doing with these earbuds.
Yeah, like, you know, and the lyrics and everything, he's like, I guess we proved him wrong. And like, it's kind of like I was the one, like, I don't know who I is in that song.
Yes, we proved you wrong. Yeah.
Like the only way I survive, but I guess we proved you wrong. Like, I don't know who's you and who's I, but every time it's I, I'm like, oh yeah, it's me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what's great about music is it's Andrew's story. We can all like attach on to, you know, that's what's just amazing about music. There's no right or wrong.
Yeah.
It's just, it is you, Zach. It's everyone and no one.
Excellent. All right. Well, to change gears a little bit, there is this topic that I thought of a little while ago. And it came to mind again as I read this article on the Huffington Post. And it was linked to from Andrew WK's official site. And it's called Apparently Andrew WK is a Healer. And it's by Lauren Himiak, who self-describes herself as writer, feminist, activist, and pizza roll enthusiast. Anyways, her article is just this one about how she kind of vaguely knew about Andrew WK, went to a show and just felt totally inspired and had so much fun. And that she's like, was in the front with like in the mosh pit and is used to feeling a little bit apprehensive about mosh pits and like the male dominance that's there, but just found like everyone was just excited and fun. And there was no like a machoism, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, what do you know about Buddhism, Richard?
It's an Eastern religion, and I mean, there's probably a lot of things that I've been influenced by it, but I honestly don't know, like, I can't, like, give a presentation on Buddhism, but if you tell me, like, you know, yin and yang and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, Eastern, you know, like, little, like, gong sounds.
Right, right.
And, like, cymbal sounds, or, like, the big jolly Buddha guy.
Sure.
Reincarnation, there's something about that in Buddhism. I'm also no Buddhist expert, but I have been intrigued lately and been reading about the kind of secular side of Buddhism as it relates to meditation.
Okay.
And it reminded me of this quote that Andrew WK had in this article by Lauren, where Andrew says, I like the idea that everything is positive. So even the bad stuff and the sad stuff and the painful stuff, it's all part of this colorful adventure. And there's different flavors and shades and colors within it. But if we have that overriding sense that it's a positive experience, we can appreciate all of it. And I've been reading about in Buddhism within, or specifically about meditation, about how meditation is this, the objective is to control your mind and to be like, you know, when you see someone meditating, they've got their legs crossed and their eyes closed and they're breathing and they're focusing on their breathing. And the point there is that by focusing on just the breath coming in and out, they're trying to give a focal point in their mind to focus on. And then when other ideas occur out of the ether, out of nowhere, you can acknowledge the idea. You can like recognize what it is. You can note the feeling that it gives you and then let it go. And it's this whole practice of constantly training your mind to recognize feelings and acknowledge them and see them pass. And the point is that you can step outside of this endless cycle of desire and aversion that we all have, right? Like there's this suffering that we all have of constantly wanting things or constantly being berated by our thoughts or constantly wishing things were different or holding on to things in the past. And the whole thing with meditation is that there's only the present, and that in the present moment, you need, like, there's like the word they have for it, it's like mindfulness. And so one who is can be mindful is one is a person who's absolutely present and is focused on what's happening right then and there. And it resonated what Andrew said about, you know, everything is positive, even the bad stuff, the sad stuff, the painful stuff, it's all part of this colorful adventure. And that's kind of what I think that's what meditation is trying to teach people. And it got me into this mindset of like what it's like to go to an Andrew WK concert. Or just a lot of concerts in general, but Andrew WK in particular, because like, have you ever felt like so present at an Andrew WK concert?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Right, where it's like you're not really thinking about anything else. You're just like completely focused on what's happening at that moment. And
yeah, it's kind of like when you get in a car wreck, everything's in slow motion. It's like almost like that. It's like I'm intaking. My brain is intaking so much content I didn't even know it could intake. All my sensors are alive.
Right.
Go ahead.
And I think that one of the many goals that Andrew WK has, or that I'm projecting, assuming that he has, projecting on him, is this idea of have this kind of this presence in partying where, you know, there's nothing good, there's nothing bad, anything that happens, you know, you're only focused on the party, and the party is happening right now, and you can enjoy it. And it's like the concert is like this microcosm of what that feels like. And then as you're listening to the music later on, you can feel it. And like, I think meditation has this part of it where like you can live in the party all the time.
Okay. I've got good commentary on that.
Yes.
This is going to be pretty cool. Is you ready for this?
Yes.
So about a month ago, I've been following Andrew WK. I collect a lot of Andrew WK stuff. But about a month ago, for the first time, the Close Calls with Brick Walls was released in Japan. And there was a version that had a DVD that came with it. Mm-hmm. For the first time about a month ago, I finally saw that the whole entirety of that DVD because I ordered it from Japan. And on the DVD, there's one section that where he talks about song meanings, the meanings of songs. Mm-hmm. And on Close Calls with Brick Walls, there's a track called You Will Remember Tonight. And he breaks the title of that down. And I never noticed this before, but it fits exactly with what you're saying. So he says talking to you, and it talks about the past, the present, and the future. Or in this case, it's ordered the future, the past, and the present. So you will, meaning will, future tense, you will, and then remember, which is the past, you'll remember this, and then tonight, which is right now, you will remember tonight. So he's taking all three of the past, present, and present and future, and condensing it into one simple track title.
Yeah, I like that.
So a little trivia for you. It's it goes along with right with what you're saying.
Totally. And I think that's like if there's some kind of mysticism or, you know, this deeper levels of Andrew that he's like coming out with or, you know, putting into his music subtly, like we've talked about before, there's a superficial level of party, 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 party. But then there's this other level where it's like, that goes along with potentially this Buddhist ideas that go back 25 generations ago or decades, or what is it? 25,000? No. Anyways, 2000 plus years ago.
Decades.
Let's see.
The guy, decades.
I think it's Buddha was, I forget his actual name, but he was born like 500 years before Christ, I think.
Oh, okay.
So anyways, it's been around a long time, this whole idea of mindfulness and being present and acknowledging that the feelings you have are neither good nor bad, but like only thinking makes them so. And you can like liberate yourself by detaching yourself from those negative emotions. And I think Andrew's on a mission to help us all have that level of conscientiousness through partying.
And we can, man, we can internalize that and then spread it to others. The best way to spread it to others is just show them Andrew WK stuff.
Yeah, I think so. Like,
like I think, approaching, I mean, someone.
That's what he's doing, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's through like the music.
Like if you approach someone at work and you're like, hey, man, I've got this Eastern religion concept I want to bounce off you.
Right.
You show them You Will Remember Tonight, or, you know,
just listen,
living, yeah, for,
just press play,
listen to this song.
Yeah, press play. It's just making it so much more accessible. And so it's kind of like it can help people achieve that level of nirvana or presentness or bliss or what it is when you're like right in the moment. It's like making that accessible to people and let them experience it without even knowing that that's what they're in for.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, it's kind of like it's kind of like if you were to detach yourself and look at yourself out of your body, like an out of body experience where you can see things in more like an objective light. Uh-huh. You know, you can say, okay, yes, that was bad that happened to you. Yes, that was a good thing that happened to you. Totally. But everything's working to like looking at yourself from the outside perspective. It's much more objective experience, and you can just tell yourself to keep going, keep fighting.
Yeah.
And whereas sometimes when we're inside, we're just, our headspace is so muddied up by things. Like when we're looking internally, it's like can't see 5 feet in front of us.
We're constantly adding narratives to our experiences and threading them with this whole story that we compulsively tell ourselves. And like you said, it's great. Like, yeah, we can stand back and look at ourselves more objectively. And in the party, we can, the party's like this laboratory where we can.
Ooh, a laboratory like that.
We can, you know, it's this laboratory situation in which we're examining these feelings of good and bad and then deciding for ourselves, how do we want to respond to the stimulus? As opposed to letting those emotions carry us away. And it's like, I want to choose to be happy and I want to be present. And I don't want my past to make me feel bad or be constantly longing for the future, because all those things are, it's, you make them up in your mind. There's no such thing as the past or the future, right? Those things are non-things. They're just, they only exist in your mind. And so to give them so much weight just, you know, weighs us down. And the party is one way, you know, especially when it's at a concert, to be able to be present and not let any of those other things affect you. And then ideally, that experience in the party at the concert follows you as you listen to the songs and as you practice partying every day.
That's really great. I like that idea. I think the way that I could apply it, and maybe people listening could take what we're saying and apply it in their own way. But the way I think I could probably apply this better in being more self-aware, or in the way you said it, mindfulness, is I have like all these ideas I'm thinking about all the time, but sometimes it feels like my mind and my body are like disconnected. Like, my mind says, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to like do this. I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to go do this. And I've got this structured thing that I have, and it's all great in my mind, but then my body just goes, nope, I'm not doing any of that. And then it's like not in control. Actually what mind is telling my body.
Wait, hold on, you're kind of breaking up.
Can you hear me?
Keep going.
I'm back.
I think I'm going to lose you here.
Okay, I'm here. Oh, wait.
You're back.
Okay.
Start over.
Okay, so I was just saying that sometimes it feels like my mind and my body are disconnected.
Yes. Yep.
And so that's how I want to apply this in my life. I'm going to try to be more mindful and self-aware so I can and it really is sometimes just a matter of like breaking things down into, okay, this last hour, stop, think, maybe meditate for 2 minutes or however long you need to, and then think about things instead of just doing it and just having your body like automating things.
Yep.
Just stop and think about it.
Yep. Totally.
We can take this offline, but I am curious to know exactly how you do your whole meditation process. Maybe that's another podcast.
We can talk about
private conversation.
I'm a newbie when it comes to meditation, but I do like I feel pretty compelled by the ideas of it, and I think there's something there.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. Well, this has been a great chat to you, Richard. This has been a fun episode, I think.
Yeah, I'm a. Man, we're gonna need to do this again tomorrow night after the new music video comes out.
Oh man!
Like, whoa! Did you see how like he strummed the guitar? Oh, the thing that blows my mind about this song is like the guitar strumming. It's like it sounds like a helicopter. It's like it's like the guitar strumming almost sounds like a drum beat.
Uh huh.
Listen to that next time you listen to the song.
Okay. I'm going to listen to it right after we get done talking.
Yeah, that's one thing I really enjoy about this song is the guitar strumming. That's a really weird thing to say, but I've never like complimented guitar strumming before, I don't think in my life. But the sound of it in this song is just, it's really cool.
Yeah, for being a more slow ballad, it's not that slow. Well, I mean, like, there's something about it that's still very invigorating.
Yeah, I don't know what the, you know, because they're like a lot of music programs will have like the beats per minute. I don't know what that would be in this song. It'd be interesting to count those out.
Yeah.
Anyway, we better sign off. Till next time.
Thanks, Rich. Talk to you later.
See ya.
Bye.